I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Iran says it will unveil a new locally built fighter jet next week. The announcement comes amid mounting tension following President Trump's decision to pull the United States out of an international agreement to curb Iran's nuclear activities and to reimpose sanctions on Tehran. Here's Roger Walker.
Until now, Iran has relied on a few dozen Russian or aging US strike aircraft bought before the 1979 revolution, which overthrew the Shah. Quoted by Iran's semi-official Fars news agency, the defense minister, Brigadier General Amir Hatami, promised Iranians they would see the new fighter fly on Wednesday. He also reiterated that continuing development of Tehran's missile capabilities was a top priority.
New regulations put in place in Ecuador to stop Venezuelan migrants from entering the country without a passport have come into force. Thousands of migrants who are fleeing a profound economic and political crisis had been allowed to travel using only identity documents. The BBC's Americas editor Candace Peart has the details.
Over 4,500 migrants have been arriving at Ecuador's border with Colombia each day. Most are heading south to Peru and Chile. They've been walking or hitching rides for weeks, and many told reporters they had no idea about the need for a passport. The documents are almost impossible to get in Venezuela, and the migrants travel with ID cards and little money. If they can't continue their journey south, many will not be able to join family who have already made the trip.
A 29-year-old British man has been charged with two counts of attempted murder following an incident in which a car was driven at members of the public and police officers in central London on Tuesday. Saleh Khata, who was born in Sudan and who was living in the English city of Birmingham, will appear in court on Monday. Two people were injured in the incident, which ended with the car crashing outside the Houses of Parliament. Leila Netho reports.
Tonight, the Metropolitan Police have said that Saleh Khata, a British citizen, has now been charged with the attempted murder of both members of the public and police officers. Now, police say that prosecutors are treating this as a terrorism case because of what they describe as the methodology, the location, and the alleged targeting of members of the public and police.
World News from the BBC.